We're looking at the origin of old earth geology and Christian compromise in the early 19th century. And in the last part of the lecture, I talked about the biblical objections that the scriptural geologists raised against these old earth theories. And now I want to summarize for you a few of the geological objections. And then we're going to look at the nature of the debate and how it relates to what's going on today. Now, as was the case with the biblical arguments, these men did not all write the same kinds of arguments or the same length of argument against the old earth views from a geological perspective. But there were some things that they had in common. And some of the men, like George Young, went into much more detail than some of the others, but they did have some common geological objections. The first one I want to mention is the gradual transitions between the strata. Here's George Young speaking. "And although we distinguish a succession of beds and speak of different formations rising one above another, we must not suppose that there is any such line of demarcation between them as to favor the idea that a long interval might occur between the deposition of any one bed and that which immediately succeeds it. On the contrary, the strata are found to run into one another, so that it is very often very difficult to say where one bed ends and another begins. Hence, every geologist takes liberty of grouping the strata in his own way, there being no fixed boundaries, to indicate how many or how few must be assigned to any particular series. In fact, although in describing them we may distinguish a succession of deposits, they are so connected together as to form one whole, one grand deposit, leading us to conceive that one age might give birth to the entire series." And so they said, when you look at the strata from a long ways away, they seem to be very distinct, especially in the geological charts that are drawn to describe the strata. But he said, often when you get up close and look at those strata very carefully, one kind of mineral gradually blends in to the next kind of mineral. And the fine, clear-cut boundary is often not there. There were many old earth geologists who observed this phenomena in the geological record, but hardly any of them drew any interpretive conclusion from the observation which they described. The young earth creationist scriptural geologists, one of George Fairholm called them insensible transitions, argued that this indicated that these rock layers were not laid down gradually over long periods of time, nor that there were catastrophes with massive periods of time in between the layers. Another geological objection was related to what we call today polystrate fossils. These are fossils that penetrate more than one layer of rock, sometimes of different mineralogical character. This was a very famous polystrate fossil tree found in 1826 in Craigleith, Scotland, in a 200-foot thick mass of alternating sandstone and shale. And you look at this and you say, now that tree could not have stood there for hundreds or thousands of years in that bent position. It would rot. It would fall over. It must have been buried rapidly. There were two theories for these polystrate fossils in the early 19th century. There was the in situ theory, or as it's called today, the autochthonous theory. This said that these trees were buried where they grew, and they were slowly buried or maybe even catastrophically buried, but they are where they were growing before they died. And then the other view, the transport theory or allochthonous theory, says that these trees were living somewhere else. They were ripped up by the catastrophe and deposited and buried rapidly. These two theories were hotly debated among geologists from the 1820s to the 1840s. And in fact, William Buckland, the old earth geologist, said in 1840 that he only knew of a few such fossil trees that looked like they grew where that they were buried where they grew. So the scriptural geologists believed that these were another evidence that the geological record was deposited rapidly. And because the strata in which these rocks were formed were very different, very similar to strata found elsewhere where these fossils were not formed, they argued that they were an important piece of evidence for the age of the Earth.